Alright folks, welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. I'm your host Riley Hart, and let's face it, life can feel like a constant race to the finish line these days. We're juggling work, relationships, family, hobbies, you name it. Ever find yourself running on fumes, feeling overwhelmed, like there's simply no time to breathe? You know that feeling when your schedule is packed tighter than a clown car and you just need a moment to exhale? Yeah, me too. That's why today we're diving into something super crucial. Creating space to breathe and prioritizing you. I know, it sounds simple, almost cliche, right? But trust me, it's deeper than just adding me time to your calendar. It's about carving out intentional pockets of peace in your day-to-day, reclaiming your energy, and remembering that taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Now, let's unpack some key takeaways that can help you transform this feeling of constant chaos into a calmer, more fulfilling existence. First things first, recognize the power of saying no. This one can be tough, I get it. We're often conditioned to please everyone, be, yes, people, and overcommit ourselves. But seriously folks, learning to say no gracefully is like unlocking a secret superpower. It frees up your time and energy for the things that truly matter, your passions, your well-being, your loved ones. Next up, ditch the perfectionism trap. It's time to let go of that relentless pursuit of flawlessness, because guess what? Nobody's perfect. Strive for progress, not perfection. Celebrate small wins, and remember, it's okay to make mistakes. We all do. Life is about the journey, not just the destination. Embrace the art of scheduling your self-care. I'm not talking about just squeezing in a quick workout or a hot bath when you have a free minute, though that's great too. Schedule time for activities that truly nourish your soul, reading, spending time in nature, connecting with loved ones, pursuing hobbies, whatever makes your heart sing. Treat these appointments like any other important meeting on your calendar. They deserve your full attention and respect. Listen to your body's cues. That nagging headache, the constant fatigue, the restless nights? These aren't just minor inconveniences. They're signals from your body that it needs a break. Learn to recognize these signs and respond accordingly. Rest when you need it, eat nourishing foods, move your body in ways that feel good, and prioritize sleep. It's not a luxury, it's a necessity. Finally, remember the power of disconnecting. In our hyper-connected world, it's easy to feel constantly plugged in. Take regular breaks from screens, social media, and the endless stream of information. Disconnect to reconnect with yourself, your loved ones, and the world around you. Sometimes the best moments are found in silence, solitude, and the simple pleasures of being present. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're walking into a bustling coffee shop on a Monday morning. It's packed, everyone's rushing, phones are buzzing everywhere, and the air is thick with stress. You feel that familiar pressure mounting, to check emails, respond to texts, get caught up in the chaos. But hold on a second. Before you dive headfirst into the whirlwind, you take a deep breath, close your eyes for a moment, and center yourself. You remind yourself that this is your time, your space, and you deserve a moment of peace. You order your coffee with intention, savor each sip, and enjoy the quiet moments between sips. You engage in meaningful conversation with a friend, laugh out loud, and feel genuinely present. This little act of self-care, carving out a few minutes for yourself amidst the chaos, can make all the difference. You walk out of that coffee shop feeling refreshed, recharged, and ready to take on the day. See? It's about making small, intentional choices throughout your day that prioritize your well-being. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's an act of love, love for yourself, your passions, and those around you. So, what are you waiting for? Take a deep breath right now, close your eyes for a moment, and just feel the power of being present in this very instant. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to create more space to breathe and prioritize yourself? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or tag me on social media at Healthy Boundaries Podcast. And remember, tune in tomorrow for another dose of boundary-setting wisdom and real talk. Until then, stay empowered, stay peaceful, and keep those boundaries strong.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.